District Attorney calls Georgia Guidestones Explosion Act of Domestic Terrorism, vows to prosecute. By Ethan Lechtman on July 7, 2022. A district attorney in Georgia called the Guidestones explosions an act of domestic terrorism and vowed to prosecute anyone suspected of being involved. The Georgia Guidestones, located 90 miles east of Atlanta, were a group of mysterious monolith granite panels that were bombed at around 4 a.m. on Wednesday, destroying a significant portion of the structure, Breitbart News reported. Later in the evening that day, crews demolished the rest of the panels due to safety concerns. A vehicle was caught on surveillance footage leaving the scene of the original explosion. Watch. While many were delighted to see the statues go, Northern Judicial Circuit District Attorney Parks White vowed to bring charges to those who committed the attack. In a Facebook post, White wrote, "Regardless of your feelings about the origin of the Guidestones, their meaning, or the intention of the person who commissioned and erected them, they are a historical landmark, and this destructive act was an assault upon our community. Detonating a massive explosive device capable of shattering a granite tablet in an area surrounded by residences is a criminal act which placed many people in peril of serious injury. The perpetrator of this act will be found and prosecuted." The Official Code of Georgia Annotated Section July 16, 1988 proscribes using explosive devices to destroy public buildings. The Guidestones are officially owned by the governing authority of Elbert County, and any structure open to the public and owned by a subdivision of the state is considered a public building. The penalty for destroying any public building by explosive is a minimum of 20 years in prison without the possibility of parole. After asking for anyone with information relating to the explosions to come forward, he then, on behalf of his office, thanked anyone who is willing to come forward and help successfully prosecute this act of domestic terrorism. No arrests have been made or suspects of interest named as of yet. The Guidestones were built in 1980 by an unknown individual or group who went by the pseudonym R.C. Christian, the Associated Press, AP, reported. The panels had been referred to as America's Stonehenge, while others viewed it as satanic. Before the structures were demolished, they contained cryptic instructional writings in 8 different languages on how to rebuild society in the case of an apocalyptic event, BBC noted. Some instructions notably promoted population control, eugenics, and global governance. The list of instructions, according to the British outlet, included: maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity, unite humanity with a living new language, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts, let all nations rule internally resolving external disputes in a world court, avoid petty laws and useless officials, balance personal rights with social duties, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite, be not a cancer on the earth, leave room for nature, leave room for nature. Emphasis added. Some social media users expressed their approval over the stones being removed. Others suggested that law enforcement officials did not appear keen to pursue charges when left-wing activists took down statues but seem more eager in this case. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.